B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Sal Palantonio, ESPN's finest NFL reporter, joins us. Says, Sal, how are you feeling today?
Michael, how are you? How's your family? How's Tyrone doing? How's Natalie
well,
doing?
Well, we're all insulating. You know, Tyrone and I are coming into the studio for the time being because they sanitized it, and so we made sure that we're the only two in here with our call screener who today. So there's only three people in here at any one time.
Okay. And so you're abiding by the rules.
We are.
Getcha.
And so what are you doing here?
Yeah, I am in like everybody else. I'm the order of, you know, home protection, just like everybody else. I do a lot of things. If people want updates from me, I know that Ty always responds to them. I don't know if you see them, but I get a lot of feedback from people on Instagram, SalPalESPN.
Yeah, I don't do Instagram.
SalPalESPN. Yeah, SalPalESPN. Uh-huh. It's very popular.
Okay.
And I do two things. I do news and notes updates as well as video updates. I get film study, film clips on different players that the Eagles are interested or have signed. So go to SalPalESPN. I'm also on Channel 6 doing segments for Channel 6. And, of course, for ESPN and ESPN.com, trying to do different things via phone in my home office.
Mm-hmm.
Keep people updated on what's going on with the football team. It's, you know, we're trying to keep things as normal as possible. Hardest thing for me, Mike?
Yes.
Personally, can't see the grandkids.
Yeah, I know you're very close to your family, and you know, like we're all kind of shuttered here, and we can't get in touch with people or our loved ones and things like that to spend some time with them.
Shelter in place is tough for boomer grandparents. Let me tell you.
Yes,
it's rough.
Yes. Now you're also.
You could take everything away from me. Everything. I don't care what it is. My house. My car.
Yeah.
I don't care. You could take my job. But if I can't see my grandkids, we have a big, big problem. So I hope they lift this pretty quickly.
Yes. Sal, I know you're also used to going and covering stuff. You're a very mobile guy. So, yeah, you and your lovely wife now nesting at home. How's that working out?
I'm reading Melville's Moby Dick, Mike.
All right. Awesome. You're sitting in the den, in the Sal Pal den?
As a distraction and a way to sequester myself from any kind of marital discord. Correct. Moby Dick. That's going to keep me occupied for a while. Then from there, I think I'm going to go right to Othello after that.
Very nice choice. That'll keep you occupied. All right, let's talk.
And then I might go some light reading after that, Michael. I might go to A Sun Also Rises.
Little Hemingway throw in for good measure.
You know, all right, go for it. Other than the movies to watch, too, you know.
Yes, I hear you.
You know, she wants the romantic comedies, and I will go up to and including Patton for romantic comedies. That's about as far as that goes.
You're not a rom-com guy, huh?
You know, my definition of rom-com is a bridge too far.
Oh, that's awesome. I'd love to be a fly on the wall. But anyway, let's talk some Eagles here.
It's going pretty well. I'm sure everybody out there has got, you know, we're all adjusting, Michael. We're all adjusting.
That is correct. All right, let's talk about what the Eagles have done and what you think they're going to do. It's when we get the draft coming up. Now, Robbie, a lot of people wanted Robbie Anderson. He got signed today in Carolina.
No, I don't want Robbie Anderson.
Okay.
No.
All right, so they...
He's just another overpaid, mediocre guy, Michael. I don't want that. I want them to figure out a way, and I put this on Instagram at SalPalESPN. I want them to figure out a way not to screw up the first round and get themselves, a top wide receiver, whether it's Justin Jefferson of LSU. And you know how I feel. This wide
SEC.
Receiver,
you're an SEC guy.
Michael, come on.
Yes. I know. I hear you.
I want a big, tall guy who can run from the SEC. That's who I want.
And it looks like, I mean, do you think that they will sit there at 21? Or they gave away two picks. He's got eight left. Is that an indication that that's all the movement they're going to make here?
Well, if you remember, couple of years ago, they had an opportunity and wanted to take Sony Michel from the SEC, you know, a running back. And they were sitting there, mm-hmm. and the Patriots jumped ahead of them and got him. And the Eagles had to slide all the way back into the second round and took Dallas Goedert. To me, that would be a disaster if that happens this time around. So if they have, you know, right now the mock draft by Mel Kiper Jr. on ESPN.com has five wide receivers going in the first round. And the Eagles may be sitting there where four of the top five are already gone at 21. They can't let that happen. In my view, it is worth whatever it takes to put themselves in a position to get one of the top five guys.
I agree. They got to be aggressive, and I hear you. To me, they have to get to 15, and one of them will be there.
Yep, I agree, 100%. Now, they had a chance to trade for DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about this here, because Tim McMahon says a story on ESPN.com about that. Was that the wrong move not to pass on him, or the right move?
Yes, of course it was the wrong move.
Okay.
Of course it was. Now, let's just say Bill O'Brien, Penn State, wanted Miles Sanders, Penn State. He got David Johnson from Arizona. Maybe, you know, there was a conversation in which Miles Sanders' name was mentioned between Bill O'Brien and Howie Roseman. Let me ask you, Mr. Penn State, would it be worth a pick and Miles Sanders to get DeAndre Hopkins? I know my answer.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
You know, it's a really good question. And it's probably more difficult to get an impact wide receiver than it is a running back. So I would have to think long and hard about it. Taking a Penn State thing completely out of it. You're telling me that that's an easy call for you.
Easy. Absolutely. Because of what you just said. Mm-hmm. It's definitely much, much more difficult to get a top wide receiver of Hopkins' ability and production than it is to get Miles Sanders. If you're telling me, okay, I give up a 3 and a 5 for Darius Slay, which I like, not crazy about it, but if you look at the Eagles' history of drafting in the 3rd and 5th round lately, it's been pretty dismal. So I give up a 3 and a 5 for Slay. Then I give up a 2nd and Sanders for Hopkins. Now I'm walking away with Slay and Hopkins, and I use a pick to draft a running back. I think I'm good. We good?
You know, I'm warming up. I'm warming up to it.
Are we good or what?
I'm warming up to it. I have to think long and hard about that. Now, again, we're talking about a dynamic talent that you're giving up on a running back, kind of a grain breaker type of player.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no problem with you.
I mean, okay. No, it's not a no problem. Of course, you live, think long and hard, but you know, DeAndre Hopkins is a one of a kind, once in a kind of like half a generational player. Just ask how much Deshaun Watson loved DeAndre Hopkins. Just think of how much Carson Wentz would like Hopkins. Yeah.
Well, that's
the number one wide receiver, and then you go get. I mean. Listen, I'm not saying that's the only way they would have gotten him, but if O'Brien was talking to them and he needed a run, was willing to give up Hopkins for a running back, I would think that Sanders had to be part of the conversation. No? Yes? No?
Yeah,
maybe?
I would think so. Yep. You make a good point. All right, let me quickly move on to, I know you posted a video of Hargrave. You must really like that move that the Eagles made.
No, I do. I like him. I think he's a good player. I mean, I'm not crazy about the fact that they keep spending and spending and spending on defensive tackles, but he was available. They need one. And he is going to be an impact player. The video that I show you is of him just steamrolling Marshall Yanda and sacking Lamar Jackson right up front against the Baltimore Ravens in the A-gap, which is exactly what you want. This is the modern NFL. Michael, you want pressure up the middle. You want to play press coverage on the outside. Slow down the wide receivers. Get pressure in the quarterback's face. Make sure he can't step up into the pocket and get sacks and shut down the passing game. That's the whole NFL. And the antidote is that you have an option quarterback who can move. And so that is the bottom line. If you can do that, to me, you're really improving your defense. I think they have really improved their defense. You know, I give the Eagles right now a solid A-. I think they've done a really good job in the offseason. I'm not suggesting they failed completely in not getting DeAndre Hopkins. But if they had the opportunity to get him, they should have got him. Because if you're telling me that Justin Jefferson is DeAndre Hopkins right now at number 15, and I do get it, and I saw what Timmy Mack wrote on ESPN.com, and if you haven't read it, it's terrific. Because of how much they have in 10 players with their salary cap right now, it's a lot of money. They got $125 million of the cap space, which is 67%. Yep. In the top 10 players. Timmy Mack's got it laid out for you.
Yep.
So their roster management, in terms of the cap, is top heavy. I get that. With Wentz, now with Slay, with Fletcher Cox, with Lane Johnson, they're top heavy. I get it. So you need to get not only younger and faster, but you got to get cheaper. And I get that. And maybe they would have had to overpay for a little bit for DeAndre Hopkins, but I think it would have been worth it.
All right. Sal, always a pleasure.
No, listen. Don't call me Sal. Call me Ishmael.
All right. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck with Moby Dick. And listen, I don't know if you've been listening today. We have Field 64 of dramas and sitcoms going. Would you like to attempt a game?
Absolutely.
All right. Here we go with a Sal Pal selection. This is the second round now. Lower right hand quadrant dramas. The 5 seed is X-Files. Versus the 13th seed old school Columbo.
That is just such an easy one for me. It's got to be Columbo.
Oh, I knew he was going to go Columbo. All right, Sal.
You set up the board for me for Columbo over X-Files. Now, listen, I love David Duchovny in the Californication permutation of his life. No question. I love that show. But I'd go Columbo all day for the upset with the 13th season.
You're going Dusty Peter Falk. I like it. All right, we'll talk to you.
All right, I'll talk to you, Michael.
There it is, Sal Pal.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.